Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Alliance Church, where our vision is to create a community where everyone experiences a blessed and a prosperous lifestyle, passionately pursuing God and His excellence. We aim to add value to both the church and the broader community through our dedicated service, recognizing that we are not meant to journey alone, choosing joy, prosperity, and good health in all aspects of our life. We foster a culture of honor for Jesus and others. Our mission is to spread God's blessings and empower the upcoming generation with kingdom wealth possibility and restore life through the transformative power of God's word. We aim to demolish poverty strongholds, preach a balanced prosperity gospel, and integrate business, ministry, and heavenly living through biblical principles. With a standing ovation, let's make welcome Dr. Richard A. Welts.
Genesis chapter 17, verse 12. Sit down. Let's start from 1 to 2. Let's start from 1. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless." Verse 2, "And I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and will greatly increase your numbers." Let's have the theme for today on the screen. For the next few minutes, we'll be looking at what we captioned this Sunday, Kingdom Covenant Blessing. Kingdom Covenant Blessing. Brothers and sisters, it will interest you to know that God have moved out from the realm of promises, and God now operate in the realm of covenant. Walk with me. Walk with me. The blessings or the prosperity of God is not a joke, and it's not a game either. For you to walk in the blessings of God, then you have to walk. The prosperity of God is not a game, it's a walk. It's a walk. One among reasons why a lot of people go to churches, every here and there, the man of God said, "By this time next year, you will live in your own house. By this time next year, you will buy your own car." And you hear everybody screaming, saying, "Amen, I receive it." But if you don't walk with the vision, with the prophecy, you don't walk in it, you will never have it. This is why, by default, in some parts of the world, including our great nation, Nigeria, you see, most Christians receive this declaration prayer every here and there, but they never walk the walk that provoke the blessing. You see them in church every Sunday, but there is nothing to prove that the blessing have seen them, that the blessing walk with them. Hear me and hear me well. Your fasting and prayer cannot provoke the prosperity of God. That is why you go to some churches today, the prayer warriors are the more broke people in church. They can cast out demons. They can do all kind of prayers. Put them on 30 days fasting and prayer, they will do it. But if they don't walk the walk that provoke the blessing, the governmental blessing of this kingdom, they will be poor. It may interest you to know also that fasting and prayer cannot make you rich. As a matter of fact, your fasting does not move God. Your fasting draws you closer to God. God is God, with or without you. Your fasting paves way between you and your God. Your fasting strengthens your inner man to be able to connect with your Maker without distraction. So if you go to the mountain and pray, God, I need $1 million, for example, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. Abraham walked with God. And what happened? God said, I will increase your seed. I will increase your seed and increase your numbers. Abraham walked with God, not gain, rewalk. If you come here on the 25th of this month, you will not have seat to sit here. Many people play games with God. They serve God based on benefits. They go to church based on benefit. But the genuine service is not only them. Can I hear amen? When it comes to how dedicated are you to the works of God, is a problem. But any day they know there is a benefit in church, they will not only be there, they will call their friends, they will call their neighbor, they will call everybody. And this is why God is not interested in releasing his blessing to them. Because for you to carry God's blessing, you must have walked with him over time. And God would have tested you over time and see your consistency in serving him. Many people today, the day you lose your job is the day you will stop coming to church. Many people today, the day business did not go well with you is the day you will stop coming to church. You will cry and say, if God truly loved me, why will he allow me to make those kind of losses? We live in a generation where people only serve God based on benefits. But the Bible said, Abraham walked with God. So prosperity is about your walk. Prosperity is about your walk. If you are waiting for the day angel will deposit money in your account, brother, you will grow old with white hair and go to grave. If you are waiting for the day angel will appear with the Ghana must go in your house without you walking, you will grow old and still remain poor. Prosperity is about your walk. In the year 2018, when the scripture came alive into me, Exodus 23, verse 25, I knew in my spirit that I would never be poor again. I don't know about you, but I just felt it. I know that I will never, and I can never. Hallelujah. Because let's have it in King James translation. I knew when I stumbled into the scripture, I knew that poverty has gone far forever. His walk with God. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and ye shall bless the bread. and the water. Say serve. Say walk. It's good to give, but it's more profitable to walk. A lot of preachers have, you know, turned this prosperity teaching upside down. It's not about your money. It's about telling you to live a life that will bring the blessing all the time, consistently. Hallelujah. Let's have the scripture again. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless that bread. If you are not serving God, he is not blessing. This is not me saying it. This is the Bible. Everything is not about your pocket, but it's about your service. You serve God to a level where your money is nothing before you. If you say you love your wife, for example, giving her money should not be a stress. You give it to her. Hallelujah. Sometimes, when I run out of physical cash, mommy could tell me there's money in my purse there. Why is she not giving it to Pastor Paul? Because they don't have anything in common. She would rather give it to me because by covenant, we are tied together. That same covenant is what God works with, not promise. If you promise a young girl today, by the virtue of disappointment, the girl will say, promise. If you really meet this promise, go meet my parents now. Do you get what I mean? If you really mean what you are saying, all these your promises, all these your sweet words, go and meet my parents. At least, let's be sure that you are ready. There are many people today, that is how they keep promising God. God, don't worry. If you can give me this contract, I will bring 20% to you. I will bring 50% to you. God is watching you. Because the one he did for you last year, you didn't return anything. The one he did for you 2 years ago, he saved you from that car accident. You didn't return back with praise and testimony. Now you are here again telling God for the fifth time. There are people that have promised God more than 100 times. Is anyone hearing what I'm saying? This is why many of us, when we bring our petition before the Lord, is there on the altar unanswered. Because all the promises you have been promising, no one, you didn't attend to any of them. When God said to Abraham, I will make you great. One day, the guy woke up in the morning and said, God, indeed, I'm seeing the blessing. But don't you think it would be so stupid of me to have all of this blessing and the son of a stranger become my inherit all this blessing when I die? I mean, God, I'm tired of your promises. Even human beings have to tell God, how can I be sure that all these things you are saying, that a stranger will not come and inherit my wealth after I've gone? There must be a covenant proof to me that you are sure. A man is telling God. That man must be an Igbo man. He doesn't want to lose anything, man. I'm just joking. He doesn't want to lose anything. I want to be sure that all these things you are promising me, leave your father's house, I have done that. Do this, I have done that. And now I'm seeing the future, I'm seeing the blessing. And I'm getting old. What are you saying? Does it mean that if I die, is this the son of a stranger that will come and inherit all everything? God said, how many times will I tell you that you will have a son that will inherit all of this thing? A man said, no, I'm not satisfied. Come on. Because this is what you have been saying. Because God has been promising him. That is where evangelist read this morning. God has been promising him. God has said, okay, you know what? Gather all of these things. Bring them as a covenant between me and you. Many of us need to move from the realm of promises to the realm of covenant. Can I hear amen? I just feel God in my spirit this morning. Is the covenant blessing. God, when you hold God by covenant, go and sleep. No, go and sleep. Non-promise. You know, people used to say, promise keeper. God will keep his promise because he's God. But man can't keep his promise. They will fail at 120 times. Even me, I will fail. But when a man know that if I default now, death is coming. They will sell everything. This is why in the occultic world, they excel for some period of time. They keep every covenant. It's not promise. The occultic world operates in covenant. In covenant. Covenant is an agreement between one or two, three, four persons sealed by an oath. Do you get what I'm saying now? The oath could be blood. Can I hear amen? This is why in the occultic world, they don't break out. They will tell them the day you break out from here, you pay with your life. It's a covenant. So even when they are in that sick bed, about to die, Papa, tell me what happened? Nothing, my son. You can't understand it. Because they have been bound by blood covenant. The same way when the children of God get into covenant with God, God said, by myself have I sworn. Today in blessing, I will bless. That was the mystery of covenant. The mystery. So when we say the governmental blessing is a blessing governed by God himself with you. And sealed by covenant. Not promise. Not promise. Not promise. If thou shalt serve me, number one condition, you shall live all your days in prosperity. So there is always a condition for you to meet. All this coming to church every day, God bless me. God is not a weak God. He will bless you if you meet the condition. If you meet the condition. If you meet the condition. Prove me now, for example, talking about tithing. If I will not open, God is saying, you have tried many other people. Come and try me. It's so shameful how people have turned this scripture to a public merchandise, using it to extort money. God walk in covenant. I remember many years ago, we needed money to pay some bills overseas. And the money wasn't coming. And they were coming the next day to see the property of the ministry. And I remember, God, there was a time I went into covenant with you. And I've never failed on my part. Nobody know me, but the shame will go to you, God, if you allow it to happen. I didn't pray again. I went to sleep. by the virtue of the mystery of that covenant, the next morning, as early as 8 a.m., strange call from nowhere, the exact morning needed, not one error extra, not one error lesser, the exact morning needed. Amen. The covenant. It's not about promising. You do your part first. The issue is not God trusting you. The issue is not you trusting God, but the issue is, can God trust you? Can God trust you? Can God trust you? If God put 15 million in somebody's account today, they will stop coming to church. They will stop coming to church. If God gives somebody 50 million today, they will stop coming here. Even if they want to come here, the way they will be doing, the brother that used to greet him before, how are you, brother? How was your weekend? This time around, when you see him, you know what I mean? This is why many people never stay long on top. Many people. Because sometimes you can be grace. Sometimes the favor of God can just pass by you, and the spirit of prosperity rests upon you. But if you don't service the channel, come on, man, it will block. Let us assume we have, what do you call it in Nigeria? Is it the gutter or the sewage, or what do you call them? If you don't remove all these things, all this yama yama inside the gutter, when it rains, what happened? It blocked. The same thing happened in the channel of prosperity. God is bigger than what you are looking for. No, come on. It's bigger than that. You don't understand. I enjoy preaching prosperity because I live in it. I live in it. And what you are seeing today is not even the beginning yet. You were there when that man was testifying yesterday. Everybody lifted their hands up and said, "Pastor, pray for us." I said, it's not about prayer. It's about your good works. We're talking about works now. Your good works. Your good works. Not everything. Prayer is good. Don't get me wrong. Prayer is good. I love to pray. No, I love to pray. But when it comes to this area of God blessing, your prayer is not required. It's not required. As a man so shall he reap. So if you are praying but you are not sowing, you reap poverty now. Come on, man. Give the Lord some praise. Not as the man pray, as the man sow. You can be praying but you are not sowing, oh. There are prayer warriors in church today. When it's time to give offering, that is where they want to use the restroom. Nothing is nothing. They are not saying anything. The only thing they sow is prayer. And one thing the prayer does is it travels ahead of you to wage, to clear your path. Not to clear the path of prosperity. It protects you. Don't worry. Let's progress. Walk with God with sincerity. Not, you know, there are people today, if you say, let's give offering, this their finger can identify 10 error, can identify 15 error, can identify 100 error and 1,000 notes. Their finger in their pocket, they identify it. They are touching, they say, no, this one. No. when they touch that dead one, they say this one must be 100 naira. Come on. Whatever you sow, amen. Prayer is not required here. Prayer is not required. I would rather make sure God's name is lifted up than every other thing on earth. People come every day and say, sir, this, that. Sometimes I don't have it. But I still go out of my way and do it. Because it is what you sow, you reap. By the way, there are some seed you sow today. You might not be alive to reap it, but your children will reap it. You get what I mean now? If you have a tomatoes farm, for example, and I have a cocoa farm, for example, every three months, you might be reaping your tomatoes. Oh, glory be to God. I mean, I'm not complaining. But the year I will start harvesting my own, even the president of a nation will look for you. So move out of that realm of blessing, I mean promises, and dwell in the realm of covenant. Oh, yes, today is a bit hot. Hannah did not get somewhere until there was a covenant. Abraham did not smell the blessing, the sworn blessing of heaven, until a covenant was sealed. And not only that, his work was tested. How can God tell a man, the only son that has been given to him, after waiting for many years, take that son as a sacrifice? Yes, sir. No complaint. The Bible never recorded. Abraham said, God, why? No complaint. If we are to be this generation, my God, I'm sure they will question God. They will even disobey God. The reason why the divine backing of God left you is because the one he did for you yesterday, you didn't return back to say thank you. All the time you are running to him. What about the one of yesterday? Did you say, God, thank you? No. There are some elements in you that also live in God. The Holy Spirit got emotion. You got emotion. We are emotional beings. So when you don't live well with them, they also turn their back against you. They have emotion. They have emotion. So listen. The blessings of God answer to no prayer. Answer to no fasting. It answer to your work and your obedience to his covenant. Every covenant have their own terms and conditions. Terms and conditions. You must be ready to meet your own terms and conditions, and you will see the blessing exploding. Every covenant. Go online today when you talk about giving. People are angry. People are angry. People are angry. But people can pay money to go and watch football. People can pay money to go and, you know, do a lot of things. But when it comes to giving to God, the man that created you, it become a problem. They say, for example, the richest people today, they don't go to church, but they give their tithe in trillions to the less privileged, to the orphanage. You are not there. They give. They might not attend churches, but they sponsor crusade. Hallelujah. You might not be seeing them sitting there with you in church, but they understand the principle of giving. As a matter of fact, there are people who sit in church to give is a problem. Your giving is not to help God, it's for God to help you. Your giving is not to promote God, it's for God to promote you. I'm not preaching because I want you to give. I'm preaching because I want you to grow financially. The blessing is not about your prayer. The blessing is not about the fasting you've done for 40 days. The blessing is about your work and meeting the terms of the covenant. If thou shalt serve me, for you shall live all your days in prosperity. Let's have that scripture, man. Let's have it. So your prosperity is tied to your serving. You can't say you serve God with your life, but you are stingy with your money. You are stingy with your car. You are stingy with your house. After all of these things were given to you by God. Hallelujah. If they obey and serve Him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity. Not only that, their years in contentment. No borrowing again. Borrowing will end the day you start obeying God's word. There is no prayer there. There is no fasting there. Can I hear amen? I'm not condemning prayer. I'm not condemning fasting. No, they are beautiful things to experience. To come against the evil works in your family, in your life. To break the gate of vows. You need them. But when it comes to kingdom governmental blessing, you need just principle. 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 Those who walk with their common sense. But those who fly with principle. You need to have an instructor to give you all the principles to fly. You fly by instruction. You follow the principle of the instruction. If they obey and serve Him, they will spend the rest of their day. Means that any day you start serving God, your prosperity will start counting from there. So if you are 40 and you were meant to live for 100 years, so the rest of the 60 years, you will spend it in prosperity. Can I hear amen? In prosperity and their years in contentment. Contentment means that if you wake up in the morning and say, I want to go on vacation in Dubai. All trip planned and paid for. All you receive is, sir, the jet is at the airport, the driver is outside. Safe trip, sir. As you're arriving in Dubai, the hotel, their luxury car is already waiting for you at the airport. That will be for somebody under the sound of my voice. You see how loud is that voice? Beautiful. But only few will follow this principle. Only few. That voice is always louder. Anytime the pastor prays those prayers, always louder. This is why when you go to big places today where you find some luxury cars, you see some Christian, they go to the cars and say, and I tap on the grace here. And they are becoming more poorer. The more you tap, the more you become more poorer. You know why? You are not doing what that man is doing. Every day we say, Abraham blesses and mine. Can you do what Abraham have done that command and provoke those blessings? You will see that people will be dancing. Can you do the works of Abraham? Can you? When people see me today, say, Papa, I just want to be like you. You can't be like me. If I show you what I do, one day Mama said to me, the way you give, I hope one day you will not give me out. Come on, man. Because it got to a point. What I cannot give is because I don't have it. You look at me one day, I hope one day also you will not give me out. Because you must be sold out. You must live a life where nothing matters to you anymore. When you are conscious of what you have, then you are not permitted to receive. God, my only son, oh, you gave it to me in the first place. Glory be to God. Isaac, tomorrow get ready. The son never asked the father. They went there. In the process of fulfilling his part, in the realm of the spirit, the boy is dead already. He's dead. He has sacrificed already. In the realm of the spirit, he's dead. Now, here come the blessing. Help me, media. These were the blessing God have. God looked at this guy from heaven. I said, who is this guy? It is your giving that provoke his blessing. This is what God said. He said, I will surely bless you. Surely means whether rain or sun, whether you need it or not, whether you qualify for it or not. If you say you don't want it, it's too late. I don't need the opinion anymore. I will surely bless you and make your descendant as numerous as the star in the sky. What a blessing. And every one of us is still carrying the product of this man's blessing. Everyone today. Not only him, but his descendant. And we are all descendants of this man. So for you to catch up with this blessing, then you must walk in agreement with the sacrifice he gave. Give, you won't give. But you want to receive. They will come and dance that. God love, God appreciate your dance. The prophet said to the woman, he said, make for me. You see, that last meal you have is what I want. The woman said, what are you talking about? This is the last meal I have for me and my son to eat and die. Just obey my instruction. The woman said, okay. At the word, be prepared. I give to the brother. If we are to be these days, then we ask this, that man of God is wicked. Evil man. That man, he was supposed to give to the woman. Why will he ask the woman to give to him? We live in a generation where our lips have damaged the prophet that's supposed to help us. In the name of social media, I'm aware that is the last meal you have in the house. Okay. And what happened after the meal? Supply. Elisha replied to her, how can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing at all, she said, except a little. If we're to be this generation, oh my God. They will say, this pastor is wicked. How can pastor tell me to open my account? To empty my account and walk home? Is it normal that you now see all these tithes analysis online. We call them tithe analysis. Behind the closed door, they give tithes. Don't deceive yourself. They are the people the devil is using to weaken the faith of many in this end time. This is why people are getting more poorer. Only few are getting richer. Move out of your father's house to a land I will show you. No questioning. If I tell you today, move from where you are, just be coming. You will ask me, Papa, sorry, sir, where exactly am I going so that I can tell my wife? Okay. Papa, can you please give me 1 hour? Let me discuss with my wife first. Later, they will send a text and say, my wife is not comfortable. Please, Papa, don't be offended next time. A generation where people systematically disobey you and insult you. Killing the virtue of oils that's supposed to drip from the head of the servant to his followers. The blessing can only answer to those who obey, not those who dance here. Not those who pray, not those who fast, but to those who obey. Say, from today, I will obey. I will obey. And he said, for the sake of your obedience, he said, you shall be blessed in the city. If you study that scripture very well, if you go to the other chapter, for those who disobey, go and look at all the courses that were arranged for them. But for those who obey, he said, for you shall be blessed in the city. You shall be blessed in the country, not only in the city, but now in the country. The blessing will start in the city. But from the city, as you continue to service it, the nation of Nigeria will get to know you. And not only the nation of Nigeria, you get to a level where you will be blessed beyond borders. Cotonou will be looking for your product. Denmark will be looking for your product. Hallelujah. You will be blessed in the city and be blessed in the country. These are for those who obey and serve the Lord. The blessings of God are tied to your obedience. As we begin to round up, the blessings of God are tied to your obedience. If you study this scripture very well, this verse down, you will be seeing curses. That curses are for those who disobey. You want to live a life of financial abundance, then learn to be obedient. Your spirit tells you to do this. Don't listen to what they are saying online. Do it. Remember the miracle that took place in Cana. The mother said to the disciples, whatever he asks you to do, please do it. And what happened at the mystery of the obedience? Supply. The wine were better off than the one they saw before. At a point, the man that hacked up the occasion and said, where did you bring this wine from? Now that we are all drunk, is it now you are bringing the best wine? Because whatever God gives, remain the best. Men can only give you their business card, but God gives you blessing. God gives you confirmation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we round up, please hear me. The offering you have today, given to you by God. A man spent over 10 billion naira to build automated house died over sea, they used cotton, like chicken. I'm sure even in that cotton, it just sand that is there. Because they can't find him. They can't find the body. Cotton, not forget this coffee. There's nothing there. With all the wealth, all the investment, look at where I'm landed. May you not die miserable. May you not die miserable. The tithe you want to give, who gave it to you? It's God. Oh my God. So, for the blessing to come, there must be an agreement. The agreement takes place at the table of the covenant. Amos 3 verse 3 said, can two walk together? Do two walk together unless they have agreed? You can't walk with God without an agreement. You can't walk with God without an agreement. There must be an agreement. Many people, when it comes to the issue of money, they never agree with God. For every other thing, they agree. When it comes to giving God your substance, I know they are not friends at all. God, you understand that this is my last cash. I can't give it. No. Even if the spirit is telling them, go and give, they will bound the spirit. You demon, get out. The spirit of God will now turn to demon in their voice. Just because they don't want to give. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. And I pray and I believe the word you've heard this afternoon will be a blessing to you and will be a blessing to your soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, please, as you go, remember that the blessings of God answer to those who obey and walk with him. The blessings of God answer to those who obey and walk with him. John 12, verse 26. John 12, verse 26. John 12, verse 26. It said, whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. And not only that, my Father will honor the one who serves. So your honor is in the service. Your honor is in the work. Your honor is you following God. Men can give you honor, but any day you offend them, they will withdraw their honor from you. But when God crown you with a crown of honor, there is nothing any man can do to you. Men, the president can honor you today. Any day the president leaves power, your honor is useless. But when God honor you, you flourish in every season on the earth. When God puts upon you the crown of honor, you flourish in every season on the earth. Let's be on our feet. Are we blessed this morning? I didn't preach this because I want you to give me money. No. We are far from that. Because I want you to be a blessing to yourself. Are you not tired the way this up and down in your family, in finances, rising today, falling tomorrow? 1 million today after 6 months, back to begging. Money doesn't meet money in your account. You managed to gain a contract. You would have finished all that money, borrowed for 1 year before another one will come. What a shame. What a shame. You must understand how it works. I remember many years ago, there is a guy called James, the guy who we're running the same business in the same place. He said to me one morning, he said, "Oga, the place said this soap went to the watches your motor every morning. Yeah, the reason people will come. He has beautiful product, beautiful stuff. People will pass him. I don't have much, but it's my own they want." Because you can't be in covenant with God and nothing is happening in your life. That is when God trusts you. That is when God can put your hand substance, millions, billions. Because at that time, God knows that you are not playing games. God knows that you are serious with it. And God will entrust his word into your hand. Wherever you are this morning, lift up your hands to heaven. Speak to him in any area you know you've not been faithful to him. Speak to him. In any area you know you've not been faithful. Say, "Father, I'm ready to walk in covenant with you. I'm ready to walk in covenant with you. I'm ready to walk in covenant with you. I'm ready to walk in covenant. 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 I'm ready to walk in covenant." Come and speak to him now. Come and speak to him. Speak to him. Speak to him. Speak to him.